Aditi, you covered a lot of Steelers games here in Pittsburgh. What do you think was their most embarrassing loss under Tomlin, at least when you were at?
The two that you just mentioned, the Texans and the Terrell Pryor Raiders, both precede me. So,
okay.
I don't know. It just felt like for a while, every year the Steelers were good for one head-scratching, mind-numbing, you gotta be kidding me loss. I don't know that I felt that same way the last couple of years, though. You know what I'm talking about? Like, every year, you knew that they were going to lose to, like, the two-win Raiders. They were going to go on the road and lay an egg somewhere. Or be flat against the three-win Baltimore team and Ryan Mallett. Like, you just knew there was always going to be one game like that. I don't think that that's happened the last couple of years, though, has it?
I thought that maybe the chances of that happening, Aditi, lessened in people's mind because it was always connected to them being clearly better. Like, they would have Ben Roethlisberger, and so they would, you know,
there would be this letdown capacity. Right. You're right. Because in some ways, the Steelers have, I mean, it's not like Mike Tomlin would ever say this because the standard is the standard, but in some ways, the Steelers have overachieved a little bit the last few years. If you think of the outside national perspective, I mean, I saw your buddy Florio, I don't know, like last week, pointing to an article that said that the Patriots and Steelers have the longest streak of not finishing in last place in their division. Both teams could do it this year. And even like reading that headline, I was like, the Steelers aren't finishing in last. Not that I can tell you who is, but it's just like sort of impossible to believe.
I would submit that last year getting beat at home by the Jets, knowing what we now know about Zach Wilson, is an awful loss. The guy gets benched in his third year as a starting quarterback after being the number two pick in the draft. They've already given up on the guy.
Yeah.
The MILF Hunter. I think that's a bad one, Chris. And he's catching a touchdown pass and doing the gritty on you in the end zone? Come on!
Yeah,
that's a bad beat.
That probably does qualify, and that one's... You know what, though, Aditi, even as Pony says that, I'm going to say something here rhetorically that confuses him because he might agree with it. You can almost give him a pass because Pickett's coming in at halftime in his first ever NFL game, and he gives you kind of the best and worst of a rookie doing that. He gives you a shot in the arm with a couple rushing touchdowns, but then he throws a couple
picks.
But
that's back on Tomlin because they had all that time to get ready for that game, and he still started Trubisky over Pickett. Instead of just giving Kenny all that time to get ready for the game and start.
I guess I'm saying overall that isn't like a shocking loss to me because of all the myriad factors involved. Like,
Aditi,
it was
Kenny's birthday.
It's not the same as going to Baltimore. It's not the same as going to Baltimore, playing for a playoff berth, facing a, whatever it was, three or four win, I think it was a three-win Baltimore team, and Ryan Mallett, not even Joe Flacco, and laying an egg.
Yeah.
That was
brutal. I was at that game.
Yeah, in terms of, like, remembering games that I was at, that one was awful.
Aditi, I want to ask about Pickett in a second.
Oh, sorry. Okay, go ahead, yeah.
It was his birthday yesterday. Did you get him anything?
I messaged him. Does that count?
What did he say? Did he say thanks?
Yeah. Yes, because he has tremendous manners, so he did, yes.
Now, did he actually say thank you, or did he do the thing that people do now where they send you, like, a heart?
He, like, reacted to the text?
Yeah. I hate that.
I'm going to use the Mike Tomlin line here. I'm not comfortable sharing every detail of every private conversation because that was not a conversation for public consumption to be shared on the air. But let's just say this. Kenny Pickett has wonderful class, wonderful manners,
well, Aditi, when I congratulated him on being picked by the Steelers, he ghosted my text. He never responded to it. I identified myself and everything, and I've never received a response.
Maybe that's more of a statement on you than him.
Maybe. It definitely is.
Yeah, but then he was very nice to you when he saw you a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
I mean, I love how you think that we make the same impression. Is that what you're trying to say, that you and I make the exact same impression on people?
No, I think I make a much worse impression on people. No, I think I make a terrible one.
Minkah Fitzpatrick talked today for the first time and said the defense is ahead of where it was at this time last year. Here's a question for you. Outside of Minkah, Watt, and Hayward, give me the most important player on that defense in 2023.
Maybe
we lost her.
No. I was thinking about it. And I'll tell you why. Because we're banking on him to teach those two young rookies and accelerate their development. We need that. The Steelers need that back end. The Steelers need that secondary beyond just Minkah to really be locked down. They need those corners to step up and not play like rookies. And it's too much to say, okay, it's Joey Porter Jr. You know, that's too much. But part of the narrative right now, the story, what we're hearing from the players themselves and from Peterson, is that he is personally taking the onus of bringing them along and, like I said, accelerating their development. So let's see how that goes.
How much of a swing player do you think Ogunjobi will be for them as far as if he's healthy and the best version of himself versus if he struggles and the risk they took signing him doesn't pay off because he's banged up this year? How impactful
Huge. I've been talking about this for, 3 years when we were talking about Tyson Alualu and the difference that he makes in the run defense and why you need that big body in the middle up there like that. And so that you can't, everything, this is, we've been talking about this with everything in terms of building from the line of scrimmage out. Obviously, the Steelers paid him in a way to expect a huge impact. This is a guy that has had a huge impact in this division. And can I also add, did you guys talk about it when he bought his parents a house? Did you see that video?
No, why? Did this just happen after this contract? I might have missed that.
Yes.
Bought him a new house?
Okay, you need to look that up. Everybody listening, go look up. Larry Ogunjobi bought his parents a house, and I think that there's video of it on his Instagram account, and it's awesome. It's amazing. It's incredible. I don't care how many times they see something like that. It makes me tear up.
Aditi, I don't have a good segue from that, but I'll tell you what will make fans tear up in other cities. No, I mean, this is the best I've got it because I was going to go to something completely different and non-Steelers related, or at least I hope non-Steelers related. How bad do you think it might get with the NFL this year with players getting in trouble for betting on games? Like, this just seems like a problem that's only at its outset here, at least from my vantage point, and it's only going to get worse.
You know what? And it is really interesting to know what the education is. Like, what are the... And I'll tell you this. I mean, I've had conversations with multiple players offhandedly about money that they made betting. And I've never asked, you know, like, what are you betting on, or really, or, I mean, I don't even want to go there. I mean, I remember having this conversation 2 years ago at the Super Bowl in L.A., where somebody was telling me that he had gone on Rodeo Drive and spent a good amount of money and was like, well, it was found money because it was, I shouldn't say this because I don't want to get anybody in trouble. But, I do think that the education piece needs to be picked up because teams will start being responsible too. When you look at the Lions and how many players got in trouble, and that's kind of what the question is now, right? Like, are the players properly being informed what they can and cannot do?
All right, Aditi, we're at a very loud Mike's Beer Bar, so we're going to let you run. Thank you so much for coming on with us again today.
Well, thanks so much for having me, guys. Talk to you soon.